Democrats invite gun violence victims as State of the Union guests. By A.W.R. Hawkins on February 5, 2019. Democrats are inviting gun violence victims and/or their families to attend the State of the Union address as part of the continuing push for more gun control. For example, the Tallahassee Democrat reports that Representative Lucy McBath, Democrat Georgia, is bringing Jeff Brinkley, father of Maura Brinkley. Maura was killed in the November 2, 2018, hot yoga shooting. Representative Eric Swalwell, DCA, will be bringing Parkland High shooting survivor Cameron Caskey. The irony of these two particular invites, Brinkley and Caskey, is that they tell a story of gun control's failure in Florida, rather than gun control's success. Following the February 14, 2018, Parkland High School shooting, lawmakers were pressured to pass a red flag law allowing gun confiscation, extend waiting periods, and raise the minimum purchase age for long guns, among other things. Governor Rick Scott, R., signed the gun controls into law on March 9, 2018. All of Florida's gun controls, old and new, failed to stop the hot yoga attack, which was carried out by a man who legally owned his 9mm handgun. This was the second high-profile failure of Florida's red flag law. The first was the August 26, 2018, attack at Jacksonville Landing. But Rep. Swalwell is praising the post-Parkland change that resulted in more gun control. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio. Follow him on Twitter, @rhawkins. Reach him directly at rhawkins@breitbart.com. Sign up to get Downrange at breitbart.com/downrange.